半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的 ETF， 中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购速洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened up 84 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,986 on turnover of 3.9 billion NT. The market closed below the 20,000 point mark on Tuesday for the first time in almost a month, as panic-led selling set in amid concerns over Mideast tensions and lingering inflation that could delay interest rate cuts in the U.S. The market opened down but declined further as pressure escalated after the main board dropped below the 20-day moving average of 20,290 points. The weakness then continued to the end of the session. Lawmakers have approved regulations aimed at enhancing pedestrian safety. The new regulations require both the central and local governments to develop guidelines to move, improve, and maintain safe, unobstructed, and continuous pedestrian spaces along sidewalks. Under the new rules, if sidewalks or walkways obstructed by fixed equipment or other objects, local governments should notify the responsible authority in writing and give it at least 3 months to resolve the issue. Failure to comply within the specified period could result in a maximum fine of 150,000 NT. The Centers for Disease Control say the number of patients who sought medical assistance for diarrhea last week reached almost 140,000. According to Central Epidemic Command Center Deputy Director Li Jialin, data for the week of April 7th through 13th showed that 139,848 people sought medical assistance for diarrhea-related sickness island-wide. Li says the figure shows that number of patients climbed 15.7% from the previous week. The number of people who fell ill from diarrhea-related sickness last week is also the fourth highest in the same time period over the past decade. In international news, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a GOP revolt as he vows to move ahead with U.S. funding for Ukraine and other allies. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing ahead on U.S. aid for Ukraine and other allies amid growing GOP anger. Johnson's thin Republican majority is again sending the aid, which would force him to rely on Democrats to help pass it. Kentucky's Thomas Massey says he's had enough.
We need a speaker who is not doing everything Chuck Schumer wants.
Republicans in the room during a private meeting this morning say Massey suggested Johnson should resign or risk a vote to oust him.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion.
Johnson says he knew it would be a tough job.
I regard myself as a wartime speaker.
And says he will move forward with votes to send aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, though his multi-part plan leaves out a key GOP priority, southern border security. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is imposing higher taxes on the wealthiest Canadians. The budget proposes to increase the capital gains inclusion rate, which refers to the taxable share of profit made on the sale of assets. The taxable portion of capital gains above 250,000 Canadian would rise from half to two-thirds, which the federal government says will only affect 0.1% of Canadians. Canada's finance minister presented the federal budget, which pledges $38 billion U.S. dollars in new spending that she says is focused on economic justice for younger generations. Trudeau's Liberal government is trailing badly in the polls amid concerns over the cost of living in Canada. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.